Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to have another Biz Bites with Bonnie segment. And we're going to talk about creating an atmosphere so that your potential client doesn't have any stress or any misgivings about working with you. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to thank you. Thank you for being here. I appreciate that you take time out of your busy day to spend time here with me on the show. I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do, necessarily. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world, and you love helping others live their dream. And perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now make sure that you check out the show page before you leave. I always have a gift for you there, and there's ways to connect with me as well. We can connect on Facebook, or you can message me. You can even set up a time to chat. I usually use Zoom for that. And maybe you have a message to share. So certainly reach out to me if you're interested in being a guest on the show. I always love to hear from people who want to share their message with the world. So now let's get into our topic for today. We're going to talk about removing that stress so that your client really wants to work with you and knows that they have no risk. There's just no risk for them. That's really what you want to provide, is making working with you risk-free. So how do you do that? How do you remove all the risk from your potential client? One of the most common ways is a guarantee of some type. So I want to talk a little bit about that on the show today. You want your potential clients to feel comfortable investing with you and to see that working with you is risk-free and they've got nothing to lose. So do you paint a picture of the results so that people are sure of what they're going to get, that they have an understanding of what the result, the transformation, the outcome of working with you or using your products will be? I mean, that's number one, certainly, because people kind of need to know what they're getting into. So make sure that you paint that picture of the result, the transformation, the outcome, whatever that is, whether it's a product or a service, whatever it is that you do. And then ask yourself, if it was me, would I feel comfortable pulling out my credit card for this result, for this transformation? And would they? You know, because if you wouldn't, then they may not either. So sort of pretend that you're the potential client for a bit. Now, certainly, you know, some people don't do a guarantee at all. And if you communicate that well in your sales materials and you might have a conversation, it might be a discovery call or something with someone, you might be able to, you know, mitigate or reduce that sense of risk to the buyer without having a guarantee. Some people do that, and some people are very successful at doing that. I always like to have some sort of a guarantee for people, but that's just me. Now, if it's something like a membership site, like, say, as an example, you could do a free trial, maybe the first 5 days or 7 days or whatever. And then after that, gives them a chance to try it, to take a look around your membership site. And then after that 5 or 7 days, then the monthly payments will begin. And you can set up your payment service, whatever you have for that, whether it's a merchant service of some type or whether it's a PayPal or PayPal Pro or something like that. There's a way to set up recurring payments in that way so that the first few days are free so that they can kind of take a look around. And then it automatically starts the payments after, you know, a certain number of time that you would set. The right guarantee that you have, depending on what it is you do for service or have products, That right, that correct guarantee really builds the relationship with your customers and develops that trust. You know, people have to know and like and trust you to a certain degree to invest with you to begin with, but to be able to really solidify that trust, having some sort of a guarantee or at least talking about it is really, really helpful. Now, it's a lot more than just having a return policy, whatever, with strings attached. You know, a guarantee might be, the strong sale tool that we actually can have at our disposal, because it allows people to do things, to make commitments, to make investments risk-free. Now, there's a few different ways to do guarantees, and there's a few different ways to say it. I mean, you could say something like, I know you'll love this so much that, in fact, if any reason you're not completely satisfied, just let us know within a certain period of time and we'll have, you know, we'll issue a full refund. Some people do that. If it's like a basic guarantee, if you don't get the results, say it's a service, if you don't get the results by a certain time, then you get your, you know, investment back. Now, if it's a service like a coaching or something like that, you'll also want to add something that has their requirements. So like, as long, you know, if you do the work and you follow the instructions, or you, you know, work with me and, you know, collaboratively, or however you want to phrase that, if you do the work, because they want to make sure that they do the work, you can't guarantee the results because it's up to them to follow through on what you're teaching them or coaching them with. So make sure that you sort of build that in. So if you don't get the results after, you know, doing the work, following my instruction, you know, and I guarantee you're going to get the results, say whatever the results are, by the end of this course or the end of this coaching, then I'll give you your whatever, your money back, so much off, money back for services not rendered. You can sort of protect yourself that way so that you're not saying a total 100% money back guarantee, because you might have spent a lot of time and provided a bunch of services. So you might want to say for services rendered, so that they'll get their money back, except for, you know, the services that you rendered. And so there's different ways that you can word that. So writing a guarantee I don't have a template for you, but I want to go through some of the things that a good guarantee should encompass. So it should be a statement letting your potential client know that you believe in your own product. You believe in your own product so strongly, you know, we're so certain that you'll love, we're so strongly that you'll be able to X, that in just, you know, give a few examples, presenting your belief in the product, because we feel so strongly that this really is going to get to this outcome, is going to help you in this way, that we're willing to provide a guarantee. And then give the customer a fair amount of time to try something out. So like I mentioned the example of a membership site before, you know, the longer the guarantee that you can offer people, the more relaxed they'll be about their purchase, and you'll reduce, you know, any refund issues and things like that. But, you know, if it's a membership site and somebody's going to sign up for it, 5 or 7 days, or sometimes even only 3 days, giving them some time to take a look around and see if this is for them, that's probably enough. The longer time you give them, the more comfortable they'll feel, obviously. But some people just, they're either going to look right away, or they're not going to look at all. So it doesn't really matter so much with a membership site, in my opinion. The next thing you want to do is really state specifically what happens if the customer or client isn't happy with the product or service. You know, will you refund their money? How much of their money? Is it for services not rendered? Is it 100%? Is it providing they can demonstrate and give you documentation that they did the work and did the, you know, all the pieces to it? Put those specifics in there. And then, you know, tell them how you're going to fix their problem. And if you're trying to sort of hide your guarantee or the lack of having one, you know, you might get people not willing to commit to sign up to work with you because they have a risk. So the bottom line is you really want to diminish the risk get rid of it completely if you can, and develop that trusting relationship, because that's what it's all about. And if you're, you know, a coach or someone who works one-on-one with people, that's so important. I mean, there has to be a collaborative effort. There has to be a trusting relationship. And so in the beginning, when you're, you know, at that point of the card is open and we'll see if some, you know, who signs up, or you're having your discovery call with somebody and you want them to commit, having something in that conversation, something in your written stuff, wherever, making sure that they know there's no risk to them. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't have to do anything, that you're just going to give them everything and promise that they'll have this result. If it's something like a program or you know, some sort of course, they need to have committed to that and do the work. So I would certainly have that wording in there, because there are some people, and I think this is very few people who would ever do this, but there could be somebody who says, okay, I'm going to sign up for this, and then they change their mind. Or they don't want to do the work, and they say, this doesn't work. Well, you don't want to protect yourself against, you know, that sort of thing. So make sure that they have some requirement to do the work, if that's part of your program or your course or whatever. So the bottom line is, you want to make it risk-free for the potential client, customer, and also develop that trusting relationship, while at the same time protecting you, protecting your time, your investments, and all of that. So bottom line is, you got to do it. You got to do it somehow. And if you want to hear more on this topic, certainly, you know, let me know. Contact me and say, oh, I want to know more about this, and we'll do another show on it. But I wanted to sort of just give you the starting points to really be thinking about that as you have your offer out there for people, whatever that offer is. Make sure you think about how the potential client or customer sees that. And in terms of how they see it, what do they see as their risk? Because that's what you want to minimize. So I hope that was helpful for you today on Biz Bites with Bonnie. And make sure you check out the show page before you leave today. I always have links for you and gifts for you on the show page. And I've added something new this time. I've added a donate button. If you're enjoying Biz Bites with Bonnie and all the fabulous guests I bring on the show, I certainly would love to have your support. So if you're so inclined, check out that button. And if you want to donate to sort of contribute to the cause and keep this show going, I truly do appreciate it. Thank you so much, and until next time, know that anything is possible.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.